Welcome to The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, where I spotlight leaders making a global impact from community champions to entertainment artists, entrepreneurs, and business owners. I'm giving a voice to those shaping the future. Lucky Johnson, film director, producer, actor, and we are back for part two of this episode. Lucky, let's jump right on into it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I was excited and couldn't wait for to get back on here with you.
I enjoyed you too, and I am so happy to know about Lucky Johnson Studios, LJN Network. We got some things coming up in 2025, starting out with this weekend, The Praying Grandma. You have got to go into this and tell us more. And I think you got some guests on with us too that can tell us a little bit more.
Absolutely. I'm going to introduce you to my friends. Thank you for having us once again here on The Voice with you, Tamika. Got my friend Ken Mass, executive producer and writer, and my brother Greg Ward, executive producer and composer. Ken, I'll let him talk a little bit more about The Praying Grandma. It's this Saturday, January 4th. Ken, say hello.
Good day. Hi there.
Good day. Good day. Good day. Welcome home, Ken. Talk to us.
Nice to be here. Pleased and honored to be on your show. Extra honored to be working with Lucky Johnson on this project. It's a play that's an art from the heart. It's a piece that I wrote in dedication to my mother as a moment in time when she was visiting my home. She's 94 years old. Mm-hmm. She was on her knees praying, and I passed by her room three or four times, and after about 8 or 10 minutes, she was still down there. And I said, this is a pretty deep, long prayer.
Yeah.
And so to me, I took a picture of her, and I gave that picture to an artist, Kurt Garrett, who did a mural that we're going to donate to her alma mater in North Carolina, Bennett College. And so that was The Praying Grandma, a moment in time captured, which is honoring all those who pray for us.
Yes. Wow. I think that is very impactful. I know I was raised by my grandmother, and she wasn't too heavy into church, but I do believe that she prayed for me a lot. I never caught her in the act, but I believe to catch your grandmother in that act and to be able to capture it, to share it with people, is such an amazing thing. And you're starting out with this stage play. So tell us more about the stage play and how you put that together.
Well, what happened was that it was really a moment of inspiration for me to even take the picture. And the artist who did the mural said this is inspiration directly from God, because, you know, who has their cell phone with them when their mother's praying? And, you know, most of the times we think that our accomplishments come from our own efforts. Mm-hmm. And our own abilities, but little do we know that most of the time they come from people who pray for us, ancestors before us, parents, mothers, and as Lucky mentioned, uncles, aunts, friends. And so the natural progression of the story that happened with the painting and the mural is the storyline of the play. There's a little bit of tension between the two friends, the artist and the photographer. The artist and the photographer joust over who's going to make the most money. And of course, the grandma has to come in and give them some lectures about 30 pieces of silver. And then there's another a little drama with the 17-year-old daughter that's going to make the stage play move and act as a natural progression of what happens in the world with trauma and drama. And I don't want to give too much of it away,
right?
But Lucky has done a magnificent and brilliant job of getting some actors who sing. He's got a band. He's got some music that Greg Ward has composed, and that's going to make this thing move. It's going to be fun. It's going to be inspirational. It's going to be some tears. It's going to be a dry eye, but it's going to be definitely entertaining. Yeah. So I'm just pleased to be able to put this in front of people with the help of Lucky Johnson Studios and all his energy.
Listen.
And my executive producer friend, Greg Ward. Greg and I are both co-producers of movies and projects. As Lucky just mentioned, The Opera Game is a movie that he's going to launch on his network next month. Mm-hmm. And Greg is a magnificent man of the world. He is a physician, a doctor in Louisiana. He is a musician who majored in music in college, who later went to medical school. And now coming back around to the arts, he's helping us with some music that Lucky is having his band play. And as I mentioned, some of the standards of gospel music are going to be performed, as well as some nuanced pieces arranged in a different fashion. And Greg has been able to step in as both a producer, an executive producer, a soundboard for the arts, and as a composer. The Praying Grandma stage play is going to bring it. We're going to bring it twice, as Lucky just mentioned, this
I believe
weekend.
It.
At 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on January the 4th. And Lucky, you know, I've had some calls, some people telling me that they want us to do it again in Atlanta before we take it on the road. So cue up and tee up.
I agree, Lucky. What you think?
Totally agree 100% with it. And we're going to make it do what it do before we take it out to California, Louisiana, New York, Tennessee, of course, North Carolina. We're going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off.
Indeed.
It made me think of the songwriter saying, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed, you know, amen?
It's the message and the music behind stage plays that sticks with everyone. And already right now, from what the listeners have heard, from what I have heard, I do believe that it is a must-see. You are always ready to have a praying grandmother around. Everyone needs one. And just to have a praying grandma is so impactful for us in our life. So tell the listeners, how can they purchase tickets for the play this weekend?
Eventbrite.com, The Praying Grandma, tickets on sale. Come out. Love to see you. I mean, getting out of the house now is a thing we all need to do. Mm-hmm. Sit around on phones and behind screens and on screens and getting out and getting some fresh air and seeing what's going on in the world on a stage live production is the thing I'm excited about. And I'm involved with the production. I'm probably more excited than lucky. Can I be impossible?
I'm very excited, Ken, like you said, because it's a really good piece, man. And I'm just excited and elated to let the world see it. I'm glad I'm able to bring it to fruition. January 4th, this Saturday, to all the listeners, go to eventbrite.com, get your ticket, or you can pay at the door. It's at the Buford Theater in Buford, Georgia. It's a beautiful facility. Everything is super phenomenal, and you guys will have a good time.
All right. You all have heard it here, but I want you to know how you can get in contact with Lucky Johnson. Tell them your social media, your website, and so forth.
Absolutely. So I'm at Lucky_Johnson on Instagram. Also Lucky Johnson Studios on Instagram. Also Lucky Johnson Network. You can also reach us at the LuckyJohnsonStudios.com. If you're a content creator, you need distribution, you can submit your project to LuckyJohnsonStudios.com, or you can call us. We're very tangible. The studio number is 404-960-2034. We look forward to having you at the play, and we also look forward to working with you 2025 and beyond. So don't hesitate to reach out to us and allow us to help facilitate your dreams and aspirations and goals as far as getting your TV and film out to the masses. All right, Greg, we want to thank you too.
You're welcome. Sorry for the delay. Look here, prayer is relevant. And to all that is said about prayer, it gives us the connection between piety and the deity. And in addition to that, you know, the gospel is nothing but the anthem that we sing that also connects the piety and the deity. So that's all I have to say. And thank you all. Hope to see you there.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate you and your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lucky Johnson. Thank you greatly, Ken Mass, for what you're doing and what you're sharing with the people. And I want to remind all of our listeners that you can log on to 105theking.com. Click on events. You will then find the link to purchase tickets as well. The Buford Community Theater is located at 2200 Buford Highway, Suite 108 in Buford, Georgia. And we want to see you there this Saturday. They have two show times, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Log on now to 105theking.com to find out more. We thank you so much for joining us for another episode of The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer.
Tamika, yes. Thank you for having us. We love you.
I love you more. Thank you so much for being here. And again, remind you all to keep it here on 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.